Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. The governor has a Christmas gift for you.
Oh.
And he wants to stick it right up your chimney.
Oh. Ho, ho, ho.
We knew this was going to happen. AJ, I have a couple questions for you. Let's see if you could answer them.
Let's go for no math, right?
When are we going on vacation?
Right after December 13th.
December 13th.
Last show is December 13th, yes.
When do you think the governor is going to call a special session to take a vote on tolls?
December 14th.
You are correct. December 16th,
oh.
17th, 18th, and 19th.
Ah, look at that. Multiple days.
Well, one, we're not on the air to pound our fists. And
right.
Two, people are busy doing
family stuff. Getting
right?
trees and everything else.
Right.
Yada, shopping.
So is this so urgent? Like, is there a building on fire? It's so urgent we have to do this right now. No, this is trickery.
Yeah.
This is the only way he can get something done
is to
force it and sneak it and hide it and, oh, you're busy, let's do it here.
Yeah, it's called scumbaggery.
It's called scumbaggery.
Yes.
And he is Captain Scumbag.
There you go, see?
All right, we're going to take Patrick Sasser. And Patrick, I only want you to answer one question.
Okay.
Who do we call? Not Ghostbusters.
I was going to yell that. I want to yell it so bad.
No.
You're limiting me to one name?
No.
Oh, okay. So, all right. So my recommendation, focus on the Senate Democrats.
Bingo. Right. Because it's going to pass the House.
Right.
Yes.
And the Senate it's close. Okay.
Yes. It is close. And many of them only won their elections by very small margins.
Gotcha. Okay. So that's what you do.
Concentration.
Keep us posted. Thanks for sending me that story. And now's the time. We've been hanging back.
Absolutely.
We knew they'd come again.
Yep.
They're like roaches.
Exactly.
We sprayed the poison. They went into hiding and now they're poking their heads back out. We knew this was going to happen.
Exactly.
Like all right. So what you do is you Google, you know, Connecticut state senators. And you put in your town and Google, you know, there's variations.
You could even go to our website. We've got a link right on there that you could do a simple search of your town and bing, it'll tell you who your state senator is.
Now, does it make the sound bing when that happens? Does it go bing?
No,
but your mind does.
No, but if people want to call me, I'll do the bing when they hit the link.
Nice.
Bing! A personal
link. I love that. See that?
Thank you, my brother.
Sign the petition while you're on there. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
All right, Patrick Sasser.
Nice.
NoTollCT.org.
Mm. Scumbag is worse.
He's so slimy.
He is so slimy.
He really is.
He is just the worst.
Yeah.
He's a tick that just sucks the blood off of you.
He's a weasel. You think by now he'd jump off.
Fotostulis took the stand yesterday.
Oh, more scumbaggery.
He's being sued by his former mother. Well, I guess it's still his mother-in-law, right? There was never a divorce.
No.
It's his wife's mother. Wife's been missing. We believe she's no longer with us, thanks to him. She's suing him for $3 million in unpaid loans.
Whoops.
Now, listen to this. Is what is interesting to me is you're a reporter. You're covering this story. You're outside the courthouse, and you're about to go into your recorded package,
uh-huh.
And you look over your shoulder, and here is the defendant's attorney walks up to him, battery microphones. It's a press conference.
Yes.
Listen to how she handles this.
Right now, breaking as we speak, as you can see, they are actually outside of the courtroom speaking with reporters for the first time.
Now, if I'm the producer, I'm yelling in her, like, you're going to see her eyes wide open wide because I'm going to be screaming in your earpiece, get over there! Stop talking! Sorry, go ahead.
For the first time, I'm going to try to move our live shot towards that way so we can try and hear what they are saying at this point. But as we know, Jennifer Dulos has been missing now for 6 months, and this trial is completely separate from the criminal case that
like
is happening right
match.
Now.
Yes.
He's about to I'm going to get close, but I'm not going to let you hear what they're saying, because I'm going to just keep talking about stuff you already know.
Yes.
This having to do with his estranged mother-in-law, Gloria Farber, suing him for more than $2 million. Again, today, we were in that courtroom because of the civil trial. But his
oh, my God. Please, just put the mic on the table.
Yeah.
We already know this part.
Okay. Appears that a news conference has just broken out here. Let's go live.
Pattis is speaking as we are talking right now, and we will have that. We're going to try to get this microphone in there.
You could tell right there someone said, put the mic on the table.
Shut up and go over there. Hey, sweetheart.
Oh, we're going to.
Take your legs and go over there.
All right. You don't have to do that, but. Yeah, she's a new reporter. She'll figure it out.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're going to try to get this microphone in there.
Attempted to drape this case in motive, animosity, the FOTUS for his family. It strikes me that the animosity goes the other way around. I mean, we look at Gloria Farber as the functional equivalent of Mommy Warbucks. She's putting the Farber's great wealth to work to destroy FOTUS Dulos. Why? One case at a time. This case has come in well, and we are looking forward to trying the criminal case when and if it's reached for trial.
Ooh.
And at that, I'm going to quit.
What? And now what?
Sorry, I was late to the dance.
No one follows him to get a question answered. And it's like, okay, well, let him go.
My sister quit, so.
Right.
Go.
Right. Does that mean you're quitting as attorney? Does that mean you're quitting cakes around the holiday?
Sir, do you know the person who beeped the horn?
Right.
Is that a horn
Is
for you,
Is that what
sir?
Made you quit?
Right.
Was that a sign?
Were they trying to bleep out a dirty word you were thinking? What kind of horn was that, sir?
It's like when you go on a bad date and you get your friend to call to give you an excuse to leave.
Right.
Yeah, you need that.
Yeah, you set it all up.
Wait, I gotta go.
There wasn't an emergency?
Yeah, call me in 20 minutes and if it's good, I'm going to stay. And if not, I'm out of here.
Right.
Did you see that? The house that Jennifer Dulos was renting that she was living in when she disappeared is on the market now.
Oh, really? Yes.
I think it went on last week or so.
Oh, boy.
It's beautiful.
It's a beautiful house. It'd be a tough one to sell, no?
I think,
yeah. Too much history.
When the first story came out on it, it had a quote from the owner, nothing happened there.
Okay.
You really?
Have it on his face.
How do you know?
Exactly.
Sounds believable.
Sure. Well,
how do you know? Well, she was there, then she wasn't there. So how do you know? There was blood over here and his blood over here.
Nothing happened.
How do you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want to live in that house.
No way.
Definitely not. I couldn't do it.
Yeah,
either.
No.
Certainly wouldn't be spending money on it.
$2.9 million. 9,800 square foot house. She did have five kids, so I could kind of see.
Mm.
That's not, you don't need that much room for five kids, but it's like, you guys be over here, over there. I'm going to be over here.
Quiet time. Quiet time way over here.
Mommy needs some quiet time.
Before you come up to this part of the house, text me.
Yeah. It was built in 2015, 2 acres. Oh, imagine being this guy. You're renting a house. Oh, this is a nice person. She's got money, kids, great. All fine. Like, oh, damn it.
Son of a, really? Very young house, too, 2015.
What's that?
Very young house, too, 2015.
There's a house I drive by every day that I remember when I was a kid. A guy killed his mother in it.
Oh.
And every time I drive by it, I think of that.
Yeah.
Like, that house is never just a house to me.
No.
I just think about it every time I drive by.
Crime scene, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember as a kid driving by and seeing the yellow tape.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
Yeah.
Stains your memory.
Yeah. I mean, and, you know, you Google that address, that's going to come right up, right?
Yep, I would think so, yeah.
All right, let's talk about the toy drive.
Okay.
AJ's going to co-host Better Connecticut today.
Yes.
Channel 3 is doing a toy drive today, and they're going to donate the toys they get today in their toy drive to our toy drive.
Okay.
Here's more on that.
Moving on now to a Three Cares event. helping children in need this holiday season.
That's the mission of the Chaz and AJ Toy Drive, and today we're joining them in that effort by holding a one-day toy drive right here at our studios in Rocky Hill. Channel 3's Eva Zamaris joins us outside and has all the details. Hi, Eva.
Hey, good morning to you both. We are only a half hour away from our drive kicking off here at our studios here in Rocky Hill. I'm currently sitting in one of our Channel 3 trucks, and we are hoping to stuff this big truck with all of the toys. Now, I do want to show you some video that we shot last year from last year's drive, just to give you a sense of what we're trying to accomplish here. Now, starting at 6 o'clock, we'll be collecting toys right outside of our studios here in Rocky Hill. That's 333 Capitol Boulevard. Now, every toy that we collect will be donated to the Chaz and AJ Toy Drive. The 99.1 WPLR morning show hosts are hoping to top last year's record, collecting thousands of dollars in toys and in cash. Now, to raise
last
money,
last year was $192,000.
My jaw dropped on that one. Like, oh my God.
Yeah. I didn't expect that one. No. I forgot what it was the year before.
Yeah.
And we were hoping to get over that one.
Yeah.
I think we were close to 120. I feel it was like 119, 118, something
right.
like that.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
And I thought, if we hit 80, everyone's going to be,
Exactly. Right.
Right. Yep. Right. That blew me away.
Yep.
AJ actually lived in a glass box for 24 hours at McDermott Chevrolet. He also listened to the song Baby Shark on repeat. If you know that song, you know how tough that must be for 24 hours straight. Now, if you want to join us in our mission today, here's what you need to know. The drive will run from 6 this morning, so about 25 minutes from now, until 5 o'clock tonight, and several local charities will be benefiting from this toy drive. Now, we do hope that you come on down here, say hi, make a donation, help us build this Channel 3 truck. We're going to be out here all day long accepting those donations. Now, we'll have much more on this toy drive. Again, it's happening right outside of our studios here in Rocky Hill all morning long.
You know what's great is if you live up there and you can't make it Friday, you just swing right by.
Exactly.
Perfect.
Stop there.
Yeah. Elliot, the president and CEO of Jordan's Furniture, home of the Chaz and AJ McDermott Chevrolet Lexus Toy Drive, on the show now. Good morning, sir.
Oh, good morning. I am so excited for you guys. I only wish I could be there, but we're just so excited to host this. I mean, this has been a really exciting time for us the last few years that we've been doing this. And every time I get down and I talk to people down there, they're just like thrilled. They said, did you see what happened and how many toys they got and all the activity? I mean, it's a wow.
It really is a wow. It is the definition of community coming together to help one another.
Absolutely.
You know, it's funny. Yes. We booked Living Color, which is a internationally known rock band, one of the top rock bands in the world. Yep. And when I'm sending them the information, you know, date, time, location, I write Jordan's Furniture Store in New Haven. And I always write in parentheses, wait till you see this place.
Yeah.
Because, you know, people look and they say, oh, a furniture store. And you have this image of a room with furniture.
Yeah.
I mean,
boring.
This is a city,
right.
And then in the back is the IT course. It is really my favorite place we have done the toy drive.
Right.
And we're just so excited to have you there and host this. And, you know, it is the world's largest indoor ropes course in the world. And I think that we should make this toy drive the largest toy drive ever in the world. What do you guys think?
I love it.
Good idea.
Works for me.
Some of the things I love about that room. One, we'll be talking on the microphone and I'll see something out of my peripheral and I'll look up and there's like a flying Elvis.
Yep.
Coming through the room.
Well, like bikers.
Or a flying biker.
Zip lines. You know, so there are people flying around in the big water show and you can get wet. I mean, it's awesome. But what everybody's got to think about is it's just one kid putting a smile on their face.
Right,
exactly.
And that's all they have to do is bring in a toy for at least one kid to put a smile on their face.
Exactly.
And that multiplies and it's awesome.
Exactly. And that's what we're looking forward
to.
And the Boys and Girls Village in Milford, Right Way for Kids in New Haven, McGivney Community Center in Bridgeport, Boys and Girls Club of the Lower Naugatuck Valley, and the New Haven YMCA are all very grateful that you host this event.
Absolutely.
And let me say this before I let you go. You guys are doing something there called Coats for Kids.
Yes.
Tell us about that, because if you're bringing a toy and you have a gently used coat that you'd like to bring and help a kid, there you go.
One-stop shop. Yep.
Yes, absolutely. You know, there's so many people out there that really need to be warm and don't have a really warm coat. This is the time to do it. You bring a toy, bring in a coat, and you're going to feel great after you leave there. That I guarantee you. Even if you don't buy a new mattress, you'll sleep great tonight.
That's right.
That works.
Even if you don't. You should, but even
really
if you don't.
Right. You should buy a new mattress, but even if you don't, you're going to sleep better tonight knowing what you did.
I have to tell you, every year, Jennifer and I end up getting something there because you can't get to the IT course in the toy drive room without walking through.
Amazing stuff.
It's called Main Street.
Kind of funny how that happened, isn't it?
Yeah,
yes, it is.
By accident, of course, right?
Not a bad thing.
The next time you go to a casino in Vegas and you go to a show, what do they make you do?
Walk through the casino?
Yep. You got it.
Exactly.
Well, I'll tell you why, and it's no secret to you, of course, but why Jordan's Furniture is so successful is that because Elliot is really more concerned about the community.
Yeah.
And this is the secondary. He loves you to buy furniture, but also wants to be a good citizen. And
right.
It's the first thing he did when he came to New Haven.
Yep.
Anytime we ask him for something, he's right there. And
always
then if
there.
You look at that IT course, I mean, it's about bringing your kids and having a place to go and
exactly.
having some fun.
Yep.
So.
We do a lot of, I love doing things for kids. We're very involved in foster care and adoption in several of the states, and we're trying to get involved in New Haven and in Connecticut and helping kids get adopted. And we're working on some programs now to see what we can do to solve a big problem.
That's big. That's life-changing.
It is.
That's
life-changing. So will you get involved with us? Will you help us?
I'm in.
Okay, you got
100%
it.
100% in. That is big. You know who I like over there, too? Heather.
Heather?
Heather!
You like Heather?
Love her.
Hey, wait a minute. Heather's right here. Wait a minute. Let me throw you on speaker.
Hey, guys. How are you? Oh, good. You got that check I sent you, so you say the right thing, Sally.
Exactly. We wrote down exactly what
you
wanted to say,
too. You mean the same check I give you, Heather?
You see why this works so well?
Yeah. Heather has a bond with us. She's a former radio person in Boston.
Yep.
And I got to tell you, she is so on top of it. That's what she does when we do the walkthrough for the toy drive every year.
Yep.
She has her clipboard and writes down tasks for everyone.
When I come to work, it's almost like I'm at home because when I see Heather, she has all these chores. That's what I have to do.
By the end of the day, we got to check off those boxes, people.
That's right. Check, check, check.
Absolutely.
Check, check, check.
Well, thank you, Heather.
You guys are awesome.
Thank you. And look forward to being there Friday, and I hope everyone comes out.
We need you.
We need a big turnout.
Yeah,
we'll have a big turnout.
I only wish you guys the best of luck with this. I know it's going to be successful.
Home run.
And with Heather there, you know, it can't lose.
Heather, hey, bring your clipboard.
I bring that everywhere 24/7.
Turn a hand right now.
Bring a coat.
Right.
And bring a coat with you, too.
And bring a coat.
Bring a coat and a toy.
Elliot, thanks again from the bottom of our hearts. We really appreciate you hosting this. Heather, thank you, and we'll see you Friday.
Hello, Megan.
Hello.
Hello.
So, yeah, this was about 15 years ago when they first started opening the, it used to be Riverside, it's now Six Flags.
Right.
And they put in the, wave pool, I guess you would call it.
The wave pool.
Wave pool, okay.
Yeah, we figured nobody would notice with the motion, you know.
That's smart thinking. That's smart thinking. You know, it wasn't really a wave pool until you got in there, so.
You were the original wave maker in the wave pool.
And they said, yeah, we're onto something here.
Actually, it wasn't a wave pool, right.
It wasn't.
Yeah,
they became one.
What's-his-face, and they're like, hey, that's a good idea.
I like these two agitators. I like them. We're going to go with this. We're going to run with this.
We need more people in this pool doing that.
In order to not arrest you, we're going to borrow your idea. How's that sound?
Yep, so that was fun.
How does that come up?
Well, usually.
Just floating around and got a little frisky, and one thing led to another, and you just kind of wrap your legs around him and go with it.
There you go, see? Look, he's saving from drowning.
Ride the horse.
Exactly.
Ride the wave.
And everybody thinks he's saving from a drowning. She's like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. It's okay, it's okay, it's okay.
It's okay. Oh, my God. What a wonderful thing he's doing. She's ecstatic. She's like, her arms are flailing.
You know, the first person who got it in Jaws, that girl who was in the water, who was like going,
yes.
How is she possibly moving like that?
Exactly, right. Yeah. Now we know, yeah.
That was Megan.
Yeah.
All right. Perfect. You are in the running for Red Hot Chili Peppers, Foo Fighters, Boston Calling tickets.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Alan Shelton.
Hi. Good morning, everybody.
Hey,
good
morning. Alan Shelton.
Yeah, so... I was like 2021 working at a large construction company running a concrete plant at night.
You have a voice for a concrete plant.
Yes.
You should be a dispatcher.
I had too many cigars last night. But so, you know, we were mixing the concrete and then I dumped the load in the hopper, which goes into the truck. And my girlfriend, soon to be wife at the time, decided to come by.
Hold on one second. AJ, thank you for not saying anything.
All right, go ahead. I'm biting my lip over here.
I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
So, you know, one thing led to another. So while I was dumping the load in the hopper and all that stuff, you know, we got a little frisky. And one thing led to another. So I was dispatching concrete and dispatching other stuff, you know. And
there you go, see?
It was,
that's why it's going to be in charge.
You know?
Yep. I love that I heard your voice and said you should be a concrete dispatcher, and you're a concrete dispatcher.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's used to things.
He's got the voice of a dispatcher.
He knows things at Harden, yes.
Yeah.
See, he tied into the dispatching. I was dispatching concrete.
Very good.
I was dispatching other things. I thought you would tie into dumping the load in the hopper.
Right.
I'm trying to keep it PG.
Yeah, you did a good job.
Yeah,
well, you did a good job.
That's what I'm here for.
Yes.
Keep it on PG. All right. Thank you, brother.
Yeah.
You are in the running.
You're welcome.
Can we mention the concrete plant?
Sure, because I haven't worked there in years. O&G.
O&G.
O&G. Oh, my God. Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Onion and
garlic. Oh, my God.
Yeah. All right, there's a lot of folks working for O&G listening right now. So.
Yes, they're all applauding right now.
Yeah, everybody wants a concrete job now.
Yes, yeah, you're giving them ideas.
Yes, they do, when you decide what gear.
So how long did it take for it to stiffen?
Not long at all, you know.
Yeah, you want a quick set, yes.
It wasn't long.
Yeah, you want a quick set, yep.
Perfect.
Yeah, it was a quick load that went in.
Great.
So.
Concrete, right.
That's it.
Perfect. Concrete, that's what we're talking
exactly
about.
Exactly, right.
All right, thank you, Al. I'm going to... not
move
trust
on.
Myself and get Al off the phone now.
Good idea. Very good idea.
So many opportunities there.
I have an aneurysm over here.
Just biting your tongue?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I have my tongue like bloody right now. I'm like,
AJ, why is there blood coming out of your face? All right, we'll take one more. Jeff from West Haven.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, it was... back in the early 90s, I was, you know, trying to get with my wife, and I was used to work down the dock before they built the new Q Bridge. And down at the dock, there's this little house. So I was working out there, and she came out to give me lunch. It was the middle of the afternoon, and one thing led to another.
Wait, the person who brought you lunch, did you know her?
Yeah, it was my girlfriend at the time.
Oh, okay.
Right.
All right. Did you say that?
I ended up marrying her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She wasn't a fiance yet, but... it was in that courting stage where, you know, anywhere was good.
Yes.
That's so how you court a good woman.
Yep. You find out where the limits are.
Just let her know you're willing to do it anywhere, anytime.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anywhere, anytime. That was it.
Oh, wow. So she brought you lunch and you gave her lunch.
And, gave her dessert, yes.
Yeah.
Well,
it was cool because the little house faces the Q Bridge. So at that time, the bridge was shorter. So the truckers going over could see what's going on and they're pulling their horns. It was kind of... it was fun.
A little symphony for you. A little music for you.
She had like her hand, you know, it was one of those scenes, the hands up against the wall type thing. It was
nice.
Cool.
Right. Right.
You know.
You grab a boobie.
Thank you for that visual.
Right. You grab a boobie her ear horn. Nice.
All right. God, we're all fun. 12 right now.
Come on.
All right. Thank
give me
you.
One.
This guy's an internet star.
Yes, he is.
Love having him in Dame Drops. Where he's the food whisperer.
Yep.
We're linked up to all his stuff at WPLR.com. How's your mom?
Mom's doing good.
Good. Tell her we said hello, please.
Yeah, I'm sure she's already tuned in and quite excited.
Hi, Ma.
Hi, Ma.
All right, we're going to have you try some dessert, and then we're going to have the tribe call in with their favorite whatever, and
all right.
You could tell us if you tried it and what you think.
Excellent.
All right. What do we have in front of you?
All right, so it looks like we have both a chocolate cake and a nice little cannoli sitting up over here with the chocolate chips laying off on the side, looking all extra beautiful.
Nice.
Early in the morning.
Yep, yep. First thing.
We're going to get right into this chocolate cake. We have, I believe, now it looks like it's been decorated up just into this little small cake off to the side. This doesn't look like your deep-rooted chocolate. It almost looks like milk chocolate.
Okay.
All right. So right off the top, you know you're going to have a little bit different type of love on that bite.
Right.
And get a little frosting right there in the middle. Give me a second.
Okay.
Oh, there it is. Hold on. See that milk chocolate I was talking about right there?
Exactly, yeah.
It's all over the palate right now.
Nice. Okay, cool.
It's actually providing lubrication over the saliva.
Yeah, you need that.
So when it's sliding down with ease.
Right.
As if you took a sled and went down a hill with that snow fresh.
See, now the deep chocolate doesn't do that.
Deep chocolate wouldn't give it to you. Deep chocolate something else.
Give it a ride,
Right.
A
whole different thing. Deep chocolate, you're in the middle of traffic, you're dancing, you know, you're chasing yourself.
Things like that, yeah.
Milk chocolate with a little bit of frosting, and you didn't even need the milk.
Nice.
Do you have adrenaline running through your veins
Yes,
now?
Yeah, this is that early morning sugar rush going on.
Yeah, Dame dancing right now in his head.
It's crazy. Now this cannoli over here.
Here we go.
I had to pick this thing up.
Hello. How
you
doing?
Look at that cannoli right there. I mean, you can't see this, but
that's perfect.
This is beautiful.
Yeah.
This is look how the chocolate chips are just holding on.
Yep.
They're like, collecting right here. You're like you're saying like something's about to happen. Yeah. They didn't know. So you bring it close.
Like Titanic in the boat. They're all
They're all on the life raft.
Propeller guys are full raft right now.
Like, let's see what's happening with this one. I see a crunch coming my way.
Propeller guy.
Oh, yeah. One chocolate chip jumped off.
Jumped right off. It bounced off. Doink.
Yeah. Ooh.
Ooh. Need a second?
It doesn't look like
I wonder what kind
it.
Of filling he got. There's three different kind of fillings in there.
I need a cigarette after this thing. I'm scared.
It's different.
It's different.
That's the last thing you want to hear someone say.
Is it different?
You make something.
Is it different good or is it different bad?
That is the polite.
No, hold on.
This sucks.
There's two different kind of difference. There's different bad. There's different good.
Oh, no.
No.
No, different.
There is. No. I'm telling you.
I could tell by his face.
These chocolate chips are helping it along.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. They need the chocolate chips.
It needs the chocolate chips. Right. Yes.
So too plain?
Very.
The filling is too plain.
The filling isn't filling at all.
How's the crust itself, the cannoli?
It's nice. Okay. It's light. It's there. It's a light little flavor.
Right.
But without the chocolate chips, you know, I would probably toss this against the wall.
Gotcha.
It would have been against the wall.
Gotcha.
But the cake was good.
The cake was good. Wow. The cannoli failed.
Oh, the cannoli. Oh, and I've had a few cannolis. So the wife, she loves cannolis.
Yeah.
So she forces me to eat them over the years.
Right.
And I've had some cannolis.
Like, here, have a cannoli?
Yeah.
You're forcing me.
Eat this cannoli, right?
When you say force, I mean she brings them in the house.
Exactly. Because he requested them. You told me this, you bastard.
Oh, man.
Okay, so cake, thumbs up.
Thumbs up on the cake.
Right.
And then cannolis.
Cannoli.
Throw against the wall.
Not so much.
I kind of wanted you to throw it against the wall. I think that would be
back to the drawing board on a cannoli. Back to the drawing board.
Yeah.
That's all.
You need more Carter.
Now, Phil dug up some clips from your YouTube channel.
Oh. I'm your main man, Dame Drops. Review, Key Digger, baby. So, well, yeah, man, let's get into it. I slid to the spot to make it hot. Dig. Mozzarella game is ridiculous. What do you make this tiny? The burrito bowl, can you dig it? White rice.
Is that a little mini Dame?
Brown rice.
You don't want to know what spoke.
Oh, goodness. Oh, man.
What do you make this tiny?
Where was the mic exactly at that moment?
Dame can sing those deep love songs.
Deep love, yes.
Right. Oh, like the little Dr. Pepper guy.
Right.
It's all based on the moment. Tiny.
Now, what does he say right there?
Why did they make this tiny?
Yeah, why?
That's why.
That's
change.
The perfect voice for that.
You have to change the voice.
Right. Exactly.
Tiny.
Yes. You're accentuating it. Yes. Yes.
Right.
The burrito bowl. Can you dig it? White rice, brown rice, steak. Dig that. Dig that fry right there. This burger is superficial. Let's do this. You bite the fry bites back. Oh.
Did you just eat a cat?
I think that was the fry biting back.
That yeah. biting the fry, yeah.
That's a nasty fry.
Where
want that as a sound bite.
Where are you eating? Where is that?
In the car, right?
Do we know?
I don't know. This was an intro that he actually did when he went on with Rachel Ray.
They pull clips.
Yep.
They pull clips.
Oh, okay. So they grabbed a little bit of something.
They grabbed clips. A little bit of everything.
What was Rachel Ray like?
Right, she's amazing.
She's tiny.
I mean, I've been with her since 2014.
Nice.
She sends me all over New York, you know, send me out to Detroit too. I mean, it's been one wild ride.
Awesome.
With a lot of different foods from a lot of amazing chefs that are out there. So it's been great.
Is there anything in New York that sticks out in your mind? Like if you were telling a friend, oh, you're going to the city, try this, what would it be?
Okay. I'm mad because I cannot remember the name of the restaurant, but for those that have been there, once I break this one down for you, you have to walk into a spot called Cliff Dog. Right?
Cliff Dog.
Cliff Dog. Keep that in mind.
Cliff Dog.
Cliff Dog. Right.
Once you walk inside.
I've been there. It's Criff.
Criff. Criff. Right. I know I was close. Right? Boom.
Very close.
You're inside Criff.
You've been just fat chicken by Phil.
Yes, I know. I know. Yeah. Phil's on his A game. He's on his A game.
They got the tabletop arcade all the time. Games in there.
Right.
You're annoying. You can pound
them. But once you're inside,
yeah.
After you order whatever you want to order in there, you're going to notice an old school telephone booth, right?
Okay. Oh my God, this is awesome.
You go inside the telephone booth.
Do you really like
pick up the phone? Yeah.
Okay.
To get that little slot in the wall and to enter the other restaurant.
Oh.
What?
That's sick.
Where savory begins.
Cloak and Dagger. Nice.
Yes. Yes.
That's fine.
Like that.
So wait, you go in the phone booth and what?
You pick up the phone, got dial in.
Do you have a certain number?
You have to have a reservation.
Mm-hmm.
So they give you the number.
And they give you the phone number to call.
I hope so.
They open at 3 o'clock and you have to just start spamming the number. You have to know the number to call. And when they answer, you have to make a reservation, and they don't start making reservations until like 6:30, 7 o'clock, because it's basically like the swankiest, fanciest looking cocktail bar you've ever seen in your life when you walk through the wall. So for McGilla's bachelor party before he got married, his brother and I and Andrew Krause organized where we're going to go, we're going to play arcade games for like 3 hours, we're going to eat hot dogs, and then we're going to go into this stupid phone booth and we're going to drink like kings for a couple hours.
Jeez,
it was awesome.
Beautiful.
And what did you like there the most?
I don't know if it was a regular that was actually on the menu or if they were just doing it because I came through and they knew I was with the Rachel Ray show.
Yeah.
But maybe like this real, like it was a unique type of hot dog. Like the little additions that he had on the hot dog. It wasn't even a regular type of hot dog with some kimchi off to the side.
Oh, wow.
It was just something that was totally left of what I'm used to.
Yeah.
But the flavors. When that flavor connects and they have that flavor profile and that all rushes in at once, you're not even tasting a regular hot dog anymore.
Think about what this guy has done. He's made a living and a big career off of just eating.
Right.
Isn't this what we all want to do?
Yes.
off your lunch break. Believe it or not, off a lunch break.
How did it start?
That's what it was. I was a manager at Walmart in Rocky Hill, and YouTube was fairly new still, so we were just kind of uploading whatever.
How many years ago was this?
Oh, my goodness. We're over. We are now. I've been doing it for 10 years.
Okay.
Wow.
Oh, wow. 10 years.
Wow. Just realized.
I think about that. It was 10 years. Well, okay.
A lot of reviews.
Wow.
Yeah. And it was just, I had an hour lunch break.
Right.
Didn't know what to do, but I remember having like a little Kodak bloggy because I was uploading random things to YouTube. And on my lunch, I just started filming my lunch breaks.
Okay.
And uploading that to YouTube.
Right.
Wow.
But I was talking about whatever I had. So Subway, McDonald's, whatever, right?
Yeah.
And the comments just started going crazy. They're like, well, listen, you know, I work at, you know, Burger King, and next week we're coming out with this. We need you to review that. And then, Dame, could you go over here and review this? And could you go over there and review? So
and
now
you're
now
getting
bouncing
this stuff
around.
For free.
No, in the beginning, I was paying for everything.
You're paying for
everything.
Okay,
I'm a nobody in the beginning. I was paying for everything.
Right. Yeah. Once they started saying, hey, we're coming out with this burger, you got to review this.
Yeah,
that's free.
Yeah, then now it's starting to change up a little
exactly,
bit.
Exactly.
And
yeah,
so now it's like, hey, I'm getting a free lunch.
Right.
Yeah.
And people like me.
And even in some situations, a free lunch and I get paid for it.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm going to test out cars.
it works. That works as well.
Yeah.
Let's talk about hamburgers in Connecticut. Is there a hamburger place, like two or three that you
Newington Gold Burgers.
Gold Burgers.
That's my spot. That's my go-to.
Okay.
Because they do the what I like to call the eclectic burgers. Like you won't have you know it's almost like you're going furniture shopping, right?
Okay.
And you can go to Bob's Discount, whatever. But you find yourself at IKEA. IKEA has something different. When it comes to furniture shopping, like you'll look at a regular light and it won't even be a regular light. It will have like a design and shape,
yeah,
you know, it almost looks like a face and a heart. It gets crazy.
That's Goldberger's.
Okay.
They take your regular burger and get real crazy with it.
Nice.
They will slap anything on top of that burger, cook it in, bake it within the meat.
Nice.
You can find it within the bun. It just gets wild. I even had a peanut butter and jelly burger there.
Oh, my God.
Really?
See, now
with
paper,
bacon.
How'd that work out?
On paper, oh, that doesn't sound great to me.
No.
Until you take that bite, Chad. Stop playing. Until you take that bite.
There's jelly.
just gave me that look.
And it was almost like hypnotic.
When he said that, like,
all of a sudden he wants the burger now, right?
Yeah.
You're right.
Ooh.
Like, I know peanut butter on a burger is really good, so the jelly would be kind of like having like a cranberry sauce or like a almost like a barbecue sauce.
I've never had peanut butter on, just took on a burger.
Yep. Yeah, me neither.
This is the first time for everything. It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First time for everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Very curious.
All right, how about hot dogs?
Hot dogs. So we are going to... What is the name of the spot?
Well, like that was the sound of his brain.
His Rolodex.
My computer's crazy.
He was going through all his files.
You got to figure. I have literally done... over 1,700 food reviews.
Oh, my
goodness.
So to
remember the name of a one spot is kind of hard to do.
1,700.
Over 1,700 food reviews.
Damn.
10 years. And the hot dog spot, have you ever reviewed a place twice? Yes. Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, here's the crazy thing. I'm glad that you actually brought that up because I just started a new series on my YouTube channel where it's Restaurant Redemption. So if I came to your restaurant and you got a bad score for me,
sucked the first time.
8 months later, 10 months later, I come back to see if you changed anything.
Nice.
And so far, everybody's doing good.
Awesome.
So,
nice.
What he's like? He's like Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah.
He's got like four or five shows. It's Restaurant Redemption.
Only cooler.
Right.
And
you get the first review, and then there's Restaurant Redemption.
Right.
Redemption.
The redemption has to happen.
Yeah.
But it's more so because a lot of these spots are the local mom and pops.
Right.
And we want them around. So even if I came to your spot and you was just horrible the first time, I don't want you to ever close. I want you to still be there.
Yeah.
Right.
But let me come back a few months later see if you made any.
Oh, that's
you
fixed great. It,
yeah. Have you, you fixed it, gone back to a place you weren't happy with and then weren't happy with it?
I can honestly say not yet.
Not yet.
All right.
But
that's got to be tough.
I feel it coming because I know what I have to do next.
Oh, okay. You see your list?
And I know mentally they made no changes already.
Gotcha.
Oh.
I already know that review is going downhill.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
In flames.
Oops.
In flames.
In flames.
Barbecue.
All the flames. Barbecue.
Hey, that's an ice cream place.
All the flames.
Oh, I like how you enjoy it no matter what the review is. He's like, yeah, if we're going down, I'm riding this train with you.
Yeah,
down.
Let's go. Let's go.
Let's have a good time going down.
Exactly.
I love this guy.
Yeah.
All right, we got to go, but we want you to have a very Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Please tell your mom we said hello.
Please.
Will do, will do. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Look for big things.
Yeah.
Follow this guy.
Seriously.
So you could say you were on the launch pad with him.
Yep.
He's on the launch pad.
Yep, absolutely.
He's about to take off.
Yes,
like
yes.
You think he's like super high on top of the mountain? Well, he's going to be on Mars soon.
His own mountain.
Super.
let's create the own mountain. Let's start there. You know?
All right, we're linked up to all things Dame Drops at WPLR.com. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
We have Tracy calling in, or are we calling her?
We're calling her.
All right. Phil, do you have that number?
Guys!
All right, we're kind of, this isn't a re-gift. This is, she's going to give us a gift for the toy drive.
Oh, yay!
But we bought it, so it was used, and we bought it. And then she's going to buy it from us. We're going to give the money to the toy drive, and then she's going to give it as a gift.
Oh, nice.
So is that re-gifting?
I'm not quite sure.
It depends upon what it is.
You lost me halfway through.
It's very special.
It's very special.
Right.
Yeah, like a car or something.
No.
We'll let her.
Can't put a car.
Okay.
Say, because it might be a surprise.
Exactly.
We're talking about regifting. Dr. Patty Ann is in. We're linked up to all things Dr. Patty Ann at WPLR.com. Joe, Long Island.
Coming, Joe.
All right. I'm on a different line. Irene.
Irene. This is Irene.
Irene.
Yes. Hi.
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 Hi. Hi. I'm a long time listener.
Thank you.
First time caller.
Oh, wow.
Great.
Look at you.
Welcome.
So I have I received a very bizarre gift last Christmas. I sent a box of homemade cookies to my son's ex-girlfriend's parents last Christmas season, and they sent back gifts. I received a used shell of a coat that was XXX. And they sent a used scarf for my husband, which was very, very bizarre.
They climbed one of those bins outside in the parking lot.
Yeah, pretty much. It was
you nailed it,
was
bizarre.
Yeah.
So I acted like, this is not my size. And the poor girl had to put on the coat and act like, she would be happy to take the gift off my hands.
Wow. They sell to her.
Did you say it was a used shell of a coat?
Right.
Yeah, it was missing. Missing
the liner.
Yeah.
Right. It's funny. I would never think of that. A shell of a coat.
Right.
Be funny if you just got the liner.
Right. Yeah. It's like a car without the interior.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, pretty
it's like
much.
Yeah. It's a shell.
As is. Yeah.
All right. Thank you. You're in the running for the tickets. Thanks for finally calling.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a great story.
We've been waiting for you over here.
Yeah, where you been?
Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, brother.
Good morning to you, sir.
Gary is one of the world's best guitarists, and he's playing at Mohegan Sun Wolf Den this Sunday. Are you going to be doing all Christmas songs?
No. We're going to do a lot of Christmas, but we're going to mix it up. We're going to do some of the blues stuff. We're going to do... you know, the old hits that people want to hear, like Hocus Pocus, Lowrider, and, we mix it up.
What's cool about the Wolf Den is it's an intimate place, you know, the best sound system. But what's funny about it is, you know, you'll have Gary Hoey fans there, but then you'll also have people just walking off the casino floor.
Right.
Wondering what's going on.
Yep.
It is. It's a unique one. I think that casino, because we play a bunch of casinos. And that one does have like an intimacy to it, you know, that you don't get in a lot of them. And it has a good sound. I thought it had a good sound.
And you know what? That Wolf Den, you can hear that all over the casino. You can be like halfway across the casino and still hear the Wolf Den.
And my mother's going to be there going, Gary, turn it down. I'm playing the Wheel of Fortune.
Right. Will you stop it for Christ's sake?
Yeah, you're from Massachusetts, right?
Yes, grew up in Massachusetts. My mom actually, well, I live in New Hampshire now, but my mom actually lives 2 miles away. I go see her for coffee every day at 3 o'clock when I'm not on the road.
Nice.
Oh, what a good boy you are.
And I call her at 10 a.m. every day, no matter where I am. And she's like, you calling me because you think I'm dead, huh?
Right, right.
I'm like, no, but if you don't answer, I'm sending my sister over to see if you're still there. You know, I always have my guitar. You guys know that. I call her up this morning and I go, Mom. I'm like, name that tune.
Little guilt trip. What child is this, really?
Yeah, and she's like, oh, I remember your first Christmas album, you know.
Let's play a little game here between AJ and Ashley.
Okay.
Name that Christmas song.
Oh, I love it.
My first one to answer gets that one, and first one to 5 points wins.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hark the Hell Jensen.
All right, AJ has one.
Oh, my God.
Wow, that was fast.
Right.
Okay, how about this one?
Santa Claus Coming to Town.
That's two.
Oh, boy. All right.
Here we go. A little harder, a little harder.
Mr. Grinch. Me one, Mr. Grinch.
Seriously?
Yep.
Ashley, you could play anytime you want.
I don't even listen to the song. And he's like, blah, blah, blah.
Here we go. Ready? All right, here we go. Here's the next one.
Okay. No. I had that.
No. Yes, say it. No.
And by the way, it's ho, ho, ho. Not no, no, no.
All right, so I got four.
My mouth doesn't work that fast.
One more for a sweep.
Ashley wanted to rename
one
that
more.
Song.
Here we go. Right, how about this one?
God rest you, married gentlemen.
Oh, you didn't even give her a chance.
Oh,
you're amazing.
Know that
she sat there like a deer in headlights.
I didn't know. He just started playing. Right, I didn't even hear the song
let
yet.
Let me do one more. Yeah, let me do
Ashley,
one more. And
just
you
Ashley.
Just delay. Let her give right. her just a chance.
I already won.
Like,
so
count to five Mississippis or something.
I already won. Go ahead.
Rudolph!
Woo! Yay! You look like Stewie's Family Guy.
That was wrong. The correct answer is Rudolph, not Rudolph, 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 Rudolph.
That's why she's not writing the lyrics for any songs anytime soon.
Yeah. Wheel of Fortune. Sorry, you're out. One extra word, you're done.
Exactly, yep.
You have potential, though. You have big potential.
Okay.
Looking forward to Sunday's show at Mohegan Sun. If you don't have plans for Sunday, definitely
we'll play Name That Tune.
Yeah, don't miss this, yeah.
Gary's going to play Name That Tune somewhere in the middle of the show for backstage passes.
from the stage.
Exactly. Right. Good luck getting back.
You know, but it won't be my songs. I'm going to play someone else's songs. So we'll go for like some old like English melodies that are 500 years old. You know, freak everyone out.
I know the song on the name of it, though. What's the name of that song, Gary? I know the song.
Sing it.
The Irish tune or English?
It's called Joy.
To the World.
No. Man's Desiring.
Oh, right. Like I said.
I like that Gary didn't want to get off the phone until he stumped AJ.
Exactly. So thank you for that one. Well, I just know the name.
Now Gary can rest.
Yes, exactly.
I had to come up with at least one that would keep us all challenged, you know.
Gary, thanks for coming on, brother, and we will see you
soon.
Thank
you.
Sunday, yeah. Mohegan Sun, Wolf Den, Gary Howie. We're linked up at the WPLR.
I love you guys. I really do. You guys are the best.
Love you, man, brother.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now, and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.